Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, the makers of Ifana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile with Ida Lupino, Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, the Sportsman, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
How's your romance? Well, thank your lucky stars. Yes, thank your lucky stars. It's doing fine. Keep your candy bars and thank your lucky stars like I thank mine. Everybody's been left, but you're okay. You big success. Got your romance. That's the only thing they won't be rationing. They don't know how. So thank right now. Thank right now.
Hey, Eddie, congratulations on the hits you made in that picture, Thank Your Lucky Star.
Thank you, Harry.
I'm sorry I missed the opening. I thought it was only for servicemen.
Yeah, but there were civilians, too.
Yes.
Oh, no, Harry. There were a lot of them. The woman was stopped by the ticket taker. He said, instead of a ticket, you gave me 2 ration stamps. She said, I'm going in to see Canada, and that's what I always pay for ham.
Hey, tell me something, Eddie. How is Anne Sheridan in the picture?
Oh, wonderful. You must see her. In one, standing at her apartment door. Then she winked at the audience and slowly closed the door behind her. Brother.
Why, what happened there?
The ushers spent the next 2 hours patching up holes in the screen where the sailors went through.
Boy, that must have been an exciting evening.
So the box office threw 25 cents on the counter and said, 1 ticket, please. The cashier said, buddy, I can see by your coat that you're a soldier, but the price for servicemen is 50 cents. He answered, lady, as soon as the army sends me my pants, you'll get your other quarter.
Say, everything happens at the Warner Brothers Theater.
Yes, Harry, but even in the dark, even in the servicemen from the civilians, you see, the civilians keep changing seats.
Yeah. Oh, you're fooling.
No, I'm not, really. You know how they seat the girls there?
Well,
the usher walks to the back of the field and yells, 2 empty laps down front.
The servicemen.
Oh, and how they do. I know one girl who is strictly for the Navy. She's kissed so many sailors, Harry, her lips go in and out with the tide.
Well, now, after all, Eddie, here you are telling jokes, and I want to find out about Thank Your Lucky Stars.
Oh, Harry, you've got to see it. Look, in the picture, Betty Davis does a comedy song and a jitterbug dance.
No.
Yeah, Betty Davis. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, usually, you know, she's very dramatic. Twisting her handkerchief, sobbing and crying, talking to Mr. Anthony.
Yes, you're right. In Watcher on the Rhine, she does a scene with Paul Lucas where she buries her head on his chest and cries and cries. The tears...
The guy that Lucas is, hugs Betty Davis and gets his shirt washed at the same time.
Well, anyway, Eddie, I'm going to see Thank Your Lucky Stars late tonight.
Yeah, there's a show at 9:15, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
But you really should have been there for the opening, Harry. Listen to this. A gorgeous gal walked up to the balcony, not knowing that only servicemen were up there. 10 minutes later, she came flying down the stairs on the back of her head, 1 earring missing, ran up to the box office and yelled, give me another ticket. I want to go on that roller coaster again.
Well, Eddie, is Thank Your Lucky Stars going to play in Europe?
Oh, yeah. All except in Germany. Won't play in Germany. They're not permitted to laugh over there, Harry. Oh, no, they're not. Not even at their radio programs.
Their radio programs are funny?
Judge for yourself. Here is a shortwave broadcast I picked up just last night. Take it away, Berlin. Minister of Propaganda has just learned that Americans are getting ready to disarm. In the United States, people are screaming, lay that pistol down, baby. I would also... Our Führer is gaining in importance. Last October, Hitler left Berlin to go to the Russian front. Now the Russian front is coming to him. From here, in this old broadcasting building, we are looking out the window and seeing our beautiful new building, which we are moving into in the morning.
have just decided to remain in the old building. Here we are broadcasting from the new building, which is now under the old building.
We now take you to Tokyo.
Good news for people of Japan. Our spies report civil war in USA. American newspapers say Yankees take St. Louis. Flashy flash. Despite boast of American shipbuilders, latest figures prove that this month more Japanese ships have been finished. Americans finished them.
We now present the song which Betty Davis sings in Thank You, Lucky Stars. They're either too young or too old. Here is Nora Martin to sing it for you.
You marched away and left this town as empty as can be. I can't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. For there is no secret lover that the draft board didn't discover. They're either too young or too old. They're either too gray or too grassy green. The pickings are poor and the crop is lean. What good is in the army? What's left will never harm me. They're either too old or too young. So darling, you'll never get some. Tomorrow I'll go hiking with that Eagle Scout and left. I get a call from Grandpa for a snappy game of chess. I'm finding it easy to stay good as gold. They're either too young or too old. They're either too warm or too cold. They're either too fast or too fast asleep. So darling, believe me, I'm yours to keep. I'll never, never fail you while you are in Australia or out in the Aleutians or off among the Russians and flying over Egypt. Your heart will never be gypped. And when you get to India, I'll still be what I've been to you. I've looked the field over and lo and behold, they're either too young or too old.
Nora Martin, that was really wonderful.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Mr. Cantor, what is Harry Von Zell doing in the corner all alone?
I can't understand it. All I did was tell Harry I played a dual role in Thank You, Lucky Stars, and ever since then he's been standing over there mumbling to himself. Let's listen. Maybe we can hear what he's saying.
Oh, no, Cantor thinks he's smart because he can play two parts at once. I can play two parts. Play two parts, it's simple. Hello, Harry.
Oh, hello, how are you?
Just fine. What are you doing now?
Oh, working for Cantor.
Well, how much is he paying you? I say, how much is he paying you? Shame to tell me. Huh? Well, I don't blame you.
If hello, I was Harry.
Oh, hello, Nora.
Harry, what's going on? Why are you talking to yourself?
Oh, Nora, leave me alone. Can I help it if I'm just my type? No, really, Nora, I get mad when I think of that Cantor. Why should he be such a big shot just because he makes an audience laugh?
Well, making people laugh these days is important, Harry. But what you do is just as important, maybe more so. You know, you help make it possible for people to smile, with smiles they can be proud of. Why, where else would they hear about Ipana toothpaste and gum massage?
Oh, well, maybe they could read about it in magazines. Our dentist could tell them about it. It really doesn't matter where people learn about Ipana and massage, so long as they realize how important it is to winning smiles. You see, ladies and gentlemen, healthy gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. And Ipana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it is a...
What's the matter?
Everything happens to me. I just got a call from the front desk. My brother-in-law is on his way in here.
Oh, your brother-in-law?
Yeah, Charlie, the one with the glasses. I can't stand that.
Hello, Eddie. I just thought I'd drop in.
Charlie, this is Harry Von Zell here.
Hello.
Harry Von Zell.
Yeah.
What a lucky fellow to be working for such a darling character like Eddie Cantor, my brother-in-law. That Cantor, he's the first one to help you out when you're in trouble.
Oh, well, don't I know it. Well, I'll be seeing you. I have to.
Well, Charlie, what are you doing here?
I'm in trouble. You see,
Now you come to me on a Wednesday night?
Well, look, Eddie, if anything important is going on here, I won't stay.
As it happens, Charlie, I'm on the air with my radio program.
Then I'll stay.
Charlie, I'm warning you for the last time.
Look, Eddie, if you don't like me, say so.
But, Charlie, I do like you. Didn't I let you drive my Cadillac to the opening of Thank You, Lucky Stars? And you'll admit it's a beautiful car.
That it was. That it was.
What? What? Do you mean to say that my new Cadillac is ruined?
It ruined, he says. $300 will fix up the whole thing.
$300? I won't pay it. I won't give you a cent. How do you like it?
That's all right with me. If you want your friends to can't that a big radio star allows his brother-in-law to rot in jail, that's all right with me. Your friends, after all, things like that, they don't print in the racing form, so can my friend?
Okay, Charlie, I'll pay the 300. I'll pay the 300 bucks, and that ends that.
That ends that, but... What about the girl's fur coat?
What fur coat? What girl? What girl?
Look, Eddie, if you're too cheap to put a heater in the car, is it bad eyes around me with a fur coat yet?
A girl he must have with a fur coat.
Hey, wait a minute, Eddie. I got ideas of getting married and having children, too. Of course, if you think you got a patent on it, all right. Maybe Dave, like a Hyman.
No, Charlie. I will pay for it as long as I live, and you leave my house
in law. That's all right. Put me in your house. I will just pack it.
Listen, every stitch will leave in my house.
Right?
Every stitch.
For people to say, look at Eddie Cantor's brother-in-law standing in front of his...
A lovely chap. But yeah. Eddie, Ida Lupino is coming over tonight.
You know, I figured out an angle as to how I can... Harry... Ever since Ida Lucky Stars, she's loaded with jive and send her.
Well, so what?
I'm hep. What's the matter?
We're hip and hep.
That slick chick and watch me swing out.
Brother, knock me flat and...
Pino!
Courage.
Solid.
And murder.
Yeah, you torture me, yeah. It's good to see you, gal. Give me that paw. Slip me some of that skin.
Yeah, some blood, too.
And transfuse me.
In my language.
You ain't heard nuss me up, mama. Mess me.
That's it. Jive me some more.
Oh, twist my nose and call me cockscrew.
I hear you talk.
Yuck.
I hear you.
You let me swoon, yeah.
Other time in Bobby socks.
Oh, Ida, let's stop fooling with that jitterbug. You're so refreshing. Honest man.
Mm-hmm. One look at you, I feel like a different man.
I'm with you. I'm thrilled just being cheek to see if I'm awake.
I don't think me. If you were awake, you'd be pinching. Eddie.
Huh?
Tell me, what's the reason favor of battery? Do you want to ask a...
Ida, well, frankly, important questions. Mm-hmm. Can I be man in your next picture, and why not?
Look, picture, in my next part, I'll play the type of role I portray, the unbalancing. You know, the mental drama of this woman carried away by the sheer... I'm afraid you were the story. Now, you see,
I know.
I don't understand dramatics like that.
Just tell me this about dramatics, Ida. Story. Go ahead, tell me.
Well, in the first scene, bring through a... There I am, one lovesick big city. Looking for that a girl. Such elusive something. So that's something that is difficult to find.
Apartment for rent?
True. Destined for love. And I am where in this to find it. For some man's world there is a lonely spirit. Broken in spirit. He can't. Unwanted. And slanty. Can't.
Mussolini.
No, my gal, Julius. Until that horrible day, Gertrude. Oh, how if I were ever to meet her, know that face anywhere.
I am pleased.
Remember, it's me, remember? Zoot, Paul Reed, Alan.
I'm going to murder you.
Murder, she said.
Drives me mad. The very sight of you grind, Tad. I'm losing my mind.
Your brain?
My brain is leaving me.
It's lucky. I got to stick around.
At last you made me. I'm going to make you suffer like me suffer, Gertrude. All day. That day, that terrible day.
What day?
What day when I watched Julius buy you your bridal gown.
Bridal gown?
The wedding. Oh, how you gloated at you. You thought you had him, didn't you? You thought you had him, didn't you? You thought Julius was young. He can't forgive you now. Eve going to... Oh, when you're going to be a mother.
Ida, please.
I want to follow you. That's why I...
Hospital?
We're at the hospital.
I'm in the hospital.
The doctor arrived. The doctor is coming.
I won't.
He's coming.
Tell him to go away. I won't go through with it.
Here I sit. And he's waiting, sit, waiting. With you in there, waiting. Ticking the tick of the clock. Hey, away. Ticking away.
No.
Then suddenly...
No, don't say it.
Suddenly.
Oh. Oh.
Your son.
Is she mixed up? You bet. You know, Ida, I like her as a jitterbug.
Hey, I like... Frankly, Eddie,
you know,
I like being a jitterbug.
You know, there's something I like, well, too.
Oh, well, what are we waiting for? Return. Sayada return. Sayada return. To fruitly I tie tie. A return. To fruitly I tie.
My hot ginger and dynamo and
hot. Oh, sing it.
Hey, Kaiser, Kara's height.
Don Becky, a sacky where the natives chew to be. Woo. And they do the wiki wacky.
Hot. Biscuits and candied yams. Getting ready, ham. Now if you
and
Eddie, will you cut a rug with Eddie?
Do the wiki wacky woo. Call me. Break my bone game. Me names. I got a record of Harry J. Yeah.
Oh. 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 Hot mustard and chili sauce. Boss, how to get me a quick divorce. I'm going to Reno to the wiki. Ida to Lupino. And we'll do the
wacky
wacky.
Do the wiki woo. Do the wiki wacky woo.
Eddie, you know.
Well, we have for many.
That's it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Fair range of theatrical ability, and you're the bottom.
Listen, thing worth Von Zell, if you can't say anything,
you know. Eddie, I was just kidding.
I know you can say something worthwhile, something that will help our listeners. Will you feel better, faster? So,
gentlemen, whenever you wake up in the morning, if you're feeling headachy and out of sorts, and away to the need of a laxative, a better way, you will feel gentler, faster. Because Sal Hepatica brings quick Eden. And that means you won't have to put risk all night taking the laxative you need, feeling miserable the rest of the day. And here's something else worth it. Sparkling Sal Hepatica also talks sweet again. So tonight is, or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica. Or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering to caution, use only as directed. Morning, noon, or night. See how much faster you feel. Little speedy Sal Hepatica.
Stop. Oh, Ida. Ida Lupino, yours, I played a sort of a heavy. They made me here. Your leading man, I would turn out to be a hero.
Yes, I know. Well, it's too late. They were sending over my new leading man.
Just
side of the building.
In the north side. Well, there's no door there. It would break through a window. No.
Miss Lupino.
No.
You are going to kiss me.
No. Lupino's leading man? No. No.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Oh, you're impossible.
Russian, I don't believe you ever appeared in pictures.
That is a gross misappropriation. I was a singing cowboy star in Russian pictures. Did you ever hear of Hopalong Cassidy?
Yes?
I'm Creepalong Krimsky.
Creepalong? Why, you couldn't be a cowboy. Look at your physique. You're nothing but a pack of bones.
You know where to get me these days.
Quiet, you.
Russian, you should do exercises.
But I do, I do. I deep breathly. Look. Didn't come out. After building myself up for 6 months, I got on a scale and a card came out and said 150 pounds. On the back was my fortune.
Your fortune? Well, what did it say?
You are now in 1A.
1A?
Yes. So this morning I ran up to my draft board at 4 a.m.
Why, you fool? The draft board is closed at 4 a.m.
I know, I know. I was so disappointed.
Russian, you're not being patriotic.
But I am. But I am. In the last drive, I picked up 40 war blondes.
Not blondes, bonds.
You pick up what you like, I'll pick up what I like.
Oh, Russian, you're wasting Miss Lupino's time. You simply can't be her leading man. Look, she's beautiful.
Yes, but only in her face. I'll have you know that I married my wife when she was a cover girl.
A cover girl?
Yes. Should never have taken off the cover.
Russian, will you please stop this?
Just a minute, I'll take it. Hello? Oh, hello, wifey darling. What? Back? Back home? I'll be right there. We got to celebrate.
Oh, Roger, wait a minute. Come back. Explain yourself. Why are you rushing away?
Oh, only today, something near and dear to me returned home, unharmed, after being away for only 6 months.
Your son.
My laundry.
Oh, get out of here. Thank you, Ida Lupino. It was nice having you here.
Eddie, may I say something?
Here, the air is yours.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I have all heard Eddie Cantor tell a lot of jokes about the lack of a male offspring in his family. This afternoon at rehearsal, I said to Eddie, "It's too bad you haven't a boy." Eddie said, "Well, Ida, here's the way I look at it. I have a boy. More than one. Many boys. There isn't one of our young men in uniform on any of the fighting fronts who isn't fighting as hard for you and for me as he is for his own father." Now, I thought that was rather nice. And it makes me think that there will be many of these boys who will be terribly lonesome at Christmas time. Now, you can take away some of that lonely feeling by sending a boy, one of your own or your neighbor's boy, a Christmas gift. But be sure you mail it not later than this Friday. This Christmas, we must be sure that we do not overlook our boy over there.
Thank you for your cordial invitation, Mrs. Jones.
But with nightclub life, we're through.
Non-essential spending means inflation, Mrs. Jones.
So here's what we're planning to do.
We're staying home tonight, my baby and me.
Having a patriotic time.
I've got my income tax return to hurdle.
And I'll be saving mileage on my girdle.
Don't want to roam tonight. We're snug as can be. Being alone is just sublime.
The landlord never told us when we moved in this flat
that you can use a fireside for more than a chat.
We're staying home tonight, my baby and me, having a patriotic time.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Ida Lupino. I hope that you'll be with us again next week when we'll have as our special guest, George Murphy. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica. And so remember, I love to spend... Good night.
No, you don't need to wait till after you've had your hands in hot water to use Touché.